The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Revelation chapter 20 again. And so if you have access to a Bible, we'd love for you to join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there. In fact, you can find all of the messages in this series on Revelation. We're getting down to the end, just a couple more weeks, and we'll finish this series. So you can go back and hear all of the programs at the website, again, considerhisword.org. But while you're there, click on the link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. You can do that through the website. Send us an address and where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we would love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, these are just little notebooks, easily fit into a shirt pocket, into a purse, or maybe even into a Bible case. We will send you one of them. Now, I'm going to make this promise to you. When you write to us, I'm not going to fill your inbox or fill your mailbox full of mail asking for money. As God lays it on your heart, we are appreciative of the gifts. And if you do send us some monthly gifts, and we're thankful for that. The prayer journals are absolutely free, so you don't feel obligated to send us anything. Just write to us, that's all. The promise I'm making you is that I will not be asking you for money over and over and over again. A few years ago, I made a small contribution to a radio ministry, and I'm still getting mail from them. And so I will not do that. So you can contact us through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. In Revelation 20, we were studying last week about the great chain. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. We talked about the millennial reign of Christ, or that be 1,000-year reign where we will reign with Christ. Satan will be bound. And now the scene changes. We're going to begin today in verse 11, because now we see a great white throne. I'm going to read verse 11. I'm going to read the rest of the chapter. The Bible says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead which were judged out of those things were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." We saw this lake of fire earlier in this chapter because it's where Satan will be bound and Satan will be cast into the lake of fire as well. You know, it was prepared for him, prepared for the devil and his angels. It was not prepared for you Although if you do not trust Christ, if you don't know him as your Savior, you will find yourself in that lake of fire as well. Let's go back and look at this white throne. He that sat upon it was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We call this the white throne judgment. Now, the Bible speaks of two judgments. One we call the Bema Seat. That one, Christians will be there. However, at the great white throne, if you are saved, you will not be there. That decision has already been made. And so you will not be at the great white throne. Now, will you see it? Possibly. I don't know for sure. But God is revealing to us that it will be there. And what will happen there? And you'll see the Savior sitting on his throne, his rightful place. And now the unsaved all throughout history will be judged. There's several books that the Bible mentions, and they'll be judged out of those books. In verse 12, he said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. Now, I want you to notice that you will stand before God, whether you're saved or whether you're not saved. The Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And one day you will answer to him. You know, if there was anything that I would like to tell the world, that would be that there is a God and you will be held accountable to him. Now, the Bible mentions here several books that will be open. He said the books were open and another book was open. So what are these other books? Well, if we go back through Scripture, we can find other books. In Psalm 69 and verse 28, he said, let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. So there's a book called the book of the living. There's also the book of the law. This is found all through Scripture where the Bible speaks of the book of the law. It is the word of God itself, God gave to us. Look in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 10. The Bible says, for as many are of the works of the law and under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. The book of the law. It was, I believe, all of the law that God gave to Moses there at Mount Sinai. It included the Ten Commandments. And here it would seem that it would appear that maybe we're talking about a salvation by works, but that's not what Paul is talking about at all there in Galatians. Certainly he taught salvation by grace through faith. There's one other book. It's found in the last book of the Old Testament, of all places, in the book of Malachi. Beginning in chapter 3, Malachi, take me a minute to get over there because it's Malachi chapter 3, the last book of the Old Testament, chapter 3, beginning in verse 16, the Bible says, and they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serves him. So there's another book called the Book of Remembrance. So there's the Book of the Living that we read about in Psalm 69, the Book of the Law, which is the Word of God, and the Book of Remembrance here in Malachi. Now, all of these books, he said, will be open. In a sense, we could call this God's library. But there's another book that will be open. And this book, the Bible gives us some more specifics, and that is the Book of Life. The Bible says, let me read the verse again. And I saw the dead and great stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. The basis of the judgment will be according to their works, the things that people did on this earth. And the standard will be the things written in the books. The standard will not be your standard. The standards will not be standards that you created for yourself. They're going to be God's standards. And that first standard is that you receive Christ as your own Savior. That was God's plan for you to be saved. And so then, out of these books, people will be judged according to what they did. You know, this is mentioned twice in this passage of Scripture, that they will be judged according to their works. It's in verse 13, too. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. The only problem is, in this judgment, there is only one verdict, and that is guilty, and there is only one judgment or one sentence, and that is to be cast into the lake of fire. Now, he mentions this here. He goes on and says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. He said this would be known as the second death. You know, our first death is our physical death. The second will be our spiritual death. And when we are born again, you will not experience that second death. Maybe you've heard the saying, born once, die twice. Born twice, die once. That second birth is when you are born in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is a great, great judgment. Now, listen, if you're saved, you have no fear here. If you're saved, you don't have to worry about the second death. You don't have to worry about being in the book of life. Your name was blotted out. But if you're not saved, you're in his book. He said, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life. If you're not in the book of life, if you're not in God's book, then the greatest thing you have to look forward to is just right here on this earth, because from here it gets worse. It's been said that for people who are saved, this world is the worst it gets. I'm glad, because it just gets better from here. If you're not saved, this world is as good as it gets, because hell is in your future. It's coming. You don't have to die that second death. You see, Christ died that death for us on the cross. You can avoid the second death by being born again. You're born again when you trust Christ as your Savior. Let me ask you, are you in his book? Do you know him? If your name is not in the book, the great white throne judgment, you will be cast into a lake of fire. I'll tell you, my name was put there when I was just 8 years old. Number of years ago, we were in a church, and I love this song we used to sing. The song said, my name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above the doubt and strife and read my title clear. I know my name is there. I know my name is written there. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? If it's not, you can trust Christ today. Repent of your sin, put your faith in him, call upon him. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and pour out your heart to him. Receive him, believe him as your own Savior. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.